It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And good evening. My name is Casey James. As we stand by for John Audius, he'll be courtside for the trophy presentation as the University of Wisconsin women's volleyball team. They defeat Nebraska tonight, 3-1. Of course, Nebraska beat in the opening set, the final 25-14. Badgers win set 2, 3, and 4. Second set, Badgers win 25-23 in a close one. They win by 2 in set 3 as well, 26-24. And set number 4, the Badgers roll 25-18. Just took them a little bit to get going, and they win their third straight Big Ten championship. A share of it tonight, can win it outright this weekend, tomorrow, when they play Indiana. That is 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock here on U100.9. Here's John Audius with the trophy presentation.
Hey, how about a round of applause for this Badgers team? What a fantastic finish here to claim their third straight Big Ten championship. And now at this time, to make a special presentation, please welcome from the Big Ten Conference Associate Director, Grace McNamara.
On behalf of the Big Ten Conference and Commissioner Kevin Warren, I am very proud to announce the Wisconsin Badgers as the 2021 Big Ten Volleyball Champions.
Where is head coach Kelly Sheffield? Is he around here? Coach, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of your Big Ten champion Wisconsin Badgers, Kelly Sheffield.
How about the heart and the courage that these guys played with today? Thank you so much for being a part of this. This is an unbelievable place to play in. You guys, even after the first set, you guys stayed with us, gave us the energy that we needed here. So proud of this team and how they fought. Hard, hard thing to do what they just did this year. Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Senior night tomorrow. We need everybody back here to give this group the senior farewell that they deserve.
That's head coach Kelly Sheffield, and now the captains of your Wisconsin Badgers, Sydney Hilly and Lauren Barnes. Take some pictures. Hey, Sid, come here. Let me talk to you real quick. Lauren, all right, guys. So what are you thinking here after the first set? Nebraska comes out and takes the first.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all just wanted to stay in the moment. Didn't want to judge the first set too much. And we had to come out and play Badger volleyball in the second set.
Lauren, the defensive plays after that first set from this team were unbelievable. Can you just kind of talk about sets 2, 3, and 4 and how you guys were able to take care of business?
Yeah, we kind of just came together and said we needed to take more pride in keeping the ball off the floor. That's our one job. That's how we win. We got to keep the ball off our side of the floor, and we made sure to put our heart into it.
Guys, 3 in a row. What's that like?
It's insane. It's awesome. I'm so proud of this group.
Now we got a national championship.
Yeah. Lauren Barnes and Sydney Hilly. How about one more round of applause for your back-to-back-to-back Big Ten champion, Wisconsin Badgers.
Thank you, sir.
celebrate here at the Fieldhouse as the Badgers win the Big Ten Championship. They clinch a share of the conference title with a victory in four sets over Nebraska. You heard Lauren Barnes talking about how this three-peat, a back-to-back-to-back Big Ten first place finishes is awesome, but there's some bigger goals here. And, you know, it starts here next week.
Yeah, they've got some unfinished business. They'd love to get that national championship, first time for the program. And think about the last year and a half, 2 years, and the last two seasons of what they've gone through with COVID and no fans, and then and this with fans, which is fantastic. And then how many seniors came back because they wanted to get another championship, not just Big Ten, but national. So their goals are out there. They've been working hard. They've had to, you know, withstand a number of injuries, and they still have gotten themselves to this point where they beat a very good Husker team tonight.
And if you just got here in the first set and got here a little late, if you turned it on television and saw that first set, you might be thinking, oh boy, the Badgers are in for a fight. And they were in for a fight, but it's Nebraska who hit 520 in that first set, went on a 6-0 run to end the set, had three service aces during that run, and they won it 25-14. And the tone was set by Nebraska right out of the gate.
It was. They came out and punched Wisconsin in the nose, and they got stung a little bit. But, you know, they're a very composed team and very senior-laden, obviously. A lot of veterans out there. But, you know, there are a lot of young kids on the court, freshmen, sophomores, and those seniors really led the way. But the defense, I think, really kept them in the whole thing in the long run and got their serve going again and withstood, you know, some real punches by Nebraska.
Second set saw Wisconsin out-hit Nebraska 167-111, and the Badgers went on a 3-1 run to end it, and they escaped with a two-point victory, 25-23. Third set could have gone either way. The Badgers had three set points and finally closed it out 26-24, but that one went extra points, obviously. And then in the fourth set here, Wisconsin was able to handle Nebraska 25-18 was that final set score as the Badgers win it in four here today. But even those second and third sets, I mean, this is how close to volleyball is in general, right? Is that they win those, you know, you're going to look at the final score and say, oh, Wisconsin won the last three sets and won the Big Ten Championship in four sets. But, I mean, it doesn't tell the difference of two-point scores in the second and third.
No, and there are things that you don't see on the stat sheet. I think just looking at these two teams, I think the Badgers just fought harder, you know, just position to position. You know, they just had more people fighting harder for longer, and they sustained, you know, the punch in the nose at the beginning, but then they came back and got their bearings and had to withstand more comebacks by Nebraska that they were, you know, 24-24 in that one set. So I just looking at the players, and even Ojo, you know, she didn't finish with great numbers.
Yep.
Offensively, three kills, six errors. You know, Lexi Sun got pulled for that, but Wisconsin, they stayed with her. She kept battling. She did some good things defensively. And just her energy out there is a real bonus for the Badgers.
Wisconsin ends up hitting 225 in this match. Nebraska hits 168 for the contest. 55 kills, 23 errors for the Badgers. 50 kills, 25 errors for Nebraska. Blocks 14-10 in favor of Wisconsin in the four setter. At the service line, 10 aces and 6 errors for Nebraska, 4 aces and 6 errors for Wisconsin. But how big was Georgia Chivita, though, Pete, in that fourth set, coming out firing, that really helped Wisconsin push through toward the finish line?
Yeah, she really came out at the end, and it, you know, between her and Barnes, just the times they were having to take most of the court and serve receive and kind of spell Ojo and Loberg and just get the team back on track. And then the serving at the end just was on fire with the one cross court, the one down the line. Just gave the energy to the whole team and the crowd and everybody in the building to really lift the Badgers up and keep a nice separation where it wasn't close at the end, and they held Nebraska off.
63 digs for the Badgers, 55 for the Huskers. Assists 53-43 in favor of Nebraska. This win was not only for the Big Ten title, it was also Coach Kelly Sheffield's 500th career victory. The Badgers head coach reaches number 500 with a championship, conference championship winning match. And in this game as well, it was Sydney Hilly becoming the all-time leader in career assists for Wisconsin. She needed 33 coming in to tonight. She had 48.
I think they're down on the court right now presenting her with a ball for the record she just beat, and it could be former setter Badger Laura Abinanti from the John Cook days. So she played for Cook way back when, and another sports performance player out of Chicago, but she came back for this match knowing that Hilly would break the record.
And she was out there, just like you said, taking a picture with the new all-time leader in career assists at Wisconsin. So the Badgers are now 16-3. Nebraska is 15-4. And Wisconsin has won a share of the Big Ten title, can take it outright with a victory against Indiana tomorrow night. We'll take a break, come back with some individual stats. Still going to be joined here post-match by Wisconsin assistant coach Gary White, and most likely a Badgers player as well, as we'll have more coming up on the post-match show in a couple of minutes. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Volleyball. Straight Big Ten championship for the Wisconsin Badger volleyball team. Wisconsin gets it with a victory over Nebraska in four sets. John Adias and Pete Waite with you here at the UW Fieldhouse, with the confetti is still on the floor here in Madison. The team has exited the floor, however, with their Big Ten championship trophy. You know, it's cool just to be able to do this and do the confetti and have the fans here and have the trophy presentation. That's something they haven't been able to do the last couple of times.
Oh, it's awesome. And you're right. Whether they're on the road and it happens, you're excited, but it's not the same. And that happened to us one time when I was coaching. We were on the road at Michigan State or something. We found somebody else won, so we were, you know, good championship. It's like, yeah, that's nothing. You're at a gas station somewhere.
Yeah.
So for them to be here, like you said, two cannons of confetti going off on top of them and the fans going crazy, and they stayed afterwards for the ceremony, that's just fantastic. Those are memories. Those players and staff will have for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And the Badgers win it as they get set for the postseason. One more match left in this regular season before the NCAA selection show. That is Sunday night at 7:30 on ESPNU, in case you're wondering. The Badgers are now 24-3 this season. And this, you know, when you look at the RPI, the highest Big Ten team is Wisconsin. They're at number 5 in the last RPI. And I know that's one of the charts or rankings that I guess that the committee uses to select these teams. So yes, the Big Ten title was amazing and they won it at home and I love it. And it's a three-peat and it's back to back to back. But you wonder too, like, can you leave the Big Ten champion out as not one of the top 4 seeds? And this win might go a long way in helping determine that.
Yeah. Considering the depth and the strength of the Big Ten, not just this year, but year after year, you know, it would be hard to believe that they would do that. And that, they don't want – Wisconsin obviously wants to be in that top 4 because that's so huge on your path to the national championship. The best possible route is hosting all the way and getting there. So it's huge. But, you know, the RPI is one thing. It's calculations. You got polls, which don't mean as much.
Yeah.
The polls don't matter so much. It's the numbers the committee's going to look at. But they work hard at that, and they don't have much time. You got one more day of matches tomorrow. And then on Sunday, they're picking them.
Let's take a look at the individual stats now as we wait for assistant coach Gary White and hopefully a Badger player to talk to here on this post-match show, as the Badgers are your Big Ten champs for a third straight year. Maddie Kubik had 15 kills, Pete, 8 errors, and hit 159 with 8 digs. After that, it was Lauren Stiverins, 9 kills, 421, the attack percentage, and 4 blocks. Kathy, another middle, had 7 kills and hit 211. Lexi Sun, 7 kills, 7 errors, that's 0. Launstein started off strong, finishes 6 kills, 5 errors, that's 0-38. And then Kenzie Knuckles, converted libero from last year, had 8 swings, 4 kills, and hits 375 with 9 digs for Nebraska. But it was Kubik who got hers, but then everybody else kind of struggled outside of Stiverins, I guess, too.
Right, those two were the top ones. And Caffey did okay, but it was really Lexi Sun and Launstein who started so well. And we just thought, where has this kid been? And she's just going off on the Badgers. But then the Badgers took care of her, and they, you know, settled down with Lexi Sun, 7 kills, 7 errors. She had 0. That's a senior, you know, and they did a great job handling her. She made a lot of unforced errors. Launstein, 6 kills, 5 errors, 0-38. I think that was the big difference. Ojo did not have a great night, but two of the Husker players were held in check, and that made a big difference.
Nicklin Hames goes for 36 assists, 8 digs, and the 2 kills. Rodriguez had 13 digs. That's the libero. Akana had 7 digs and 5 aces, 5 of the 10 aces for Nebraska. For Wisconsin, Dana Redke, 18 kills, 484, and 7 blocks. And it's so fun to see Redke when the title's on the line for the conference championship. They just keep going to Dana, and Redke's just like, she could feel like nothing was going to stop her.
Yeah, but there have been some matches this year where her numbers have been down, and teams have gone, you know, and had strategies to keep her out of it, but she was not to be denied today. And the rest of them battle, and you look at Barnes, too, and her digs, 22 digs. You know, that was huge for the Badgers to keep them in play with some great offensive players on Nebraska's side of the net.
Yeah, 14 kills from Grace Loberg, hits 250 with three blocks. 10 kills for Devin Robinson, hits 286 with seven blocks. So those are the three top Badger attackers. Demps had five kills with six digs. And then it was Smrek, three kills, four errors, and five blocks for Wisconsin. Ojo, like you said, coming off the Big Ten Freshman of the Week, three kills, six errors, and it's minus 158 with seven digs. Hilly goes for 48 and 11. That's assists and digs. Also had four blocks and two kills and a service ace, and she is now Wisconsin's all-time leader in career assists. Needed 33 entering the match here today. Lauren Barnes, you mentioned the 22 digs, leads all players in that category. 11 digs and three aces for Georgia Chivita. And once again, just shout out to Georgia Chivita at the end, just firing missiles over at Nebraska from behind the service line.
Yeah, it's how, you know, can you stay composed late in the match and really keep going at teams and wear them down? And that's what she did with her serves. They were just lasers going cross court then down the line, and had Nebraska on their heels. So when you got a team on their heels, your offense just feels so confident. You can just really go at them with everything you've got.
Wisconsin is a winner, and now the players coming back out onto the court. The field house is pretty much emptied out except for family and friends and select few here still staying put, and it looks like they're coming back out for another photo op with the Big Ten trophy. Dana Redke, the big bear hug around that trophy as she and her teammates have come out now, handing it over to Sydney Healy. It's just so fun. It's so funny to see you're waiting for the Big Ten trophy to be, you know, handed over to them. And as a player, you just have to sit and look at it as it's sitting on a table, like, not yet, can't touch it yet, but you will be able to shortly.
Well, they earned it. That's the thing. And it's top to bottom in the roster. And that's the thing that, you know, the players all understand, coaches know. You know, some people get on the court a lot. Others are on the court in practice a lot. And the ones in practice are busting their butts to make the first team and the starters and those who are playing a lot even better. So it means a lot to all of them, and they all want to be happy with the championship at the end here. But they know they put a lot of hard work into it in the weight room and the classroom and on the court and practices. And a tough Big Ten season just to get to this point. What a battle they go through just to get here.
Yeah, look, we'll take one more break, and we hope to be joined here shortly by Wisconsin assistant coach Gary Weitz. The Badgers are a winner in four sets here today. They are now 16-3. And Big Ten champions for the 2021 season. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Volleyball.
Turn it up!
Wisconsin a winner in four sets over Nebraska. John Audius and Pete Waite with you at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers win it and win their third straight Big Ten title. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Gary Weitz. Gary, congrats.
Thank you. I'm trying to catch my breath. Been running around ever since the match ended, but it was a fun one. I mean, that's actually what you've seen out of a Wisconsin-Nebraska match even over the last 3 years. So awesome win for our team. I thought we held our composure well after the first set. We were talking as a staff afterwards, and they had really good matchups against us in the first set, and then we got out of that in sets 2, 3, and 4.
What was that locker room like?
They are ecstatic. And Kelly's message said it takes every single one of us, and it takes every single one of us for 365 days a year to be able to be in this moment. It takes everyone going in the same direction. It takes commitment. It takes the right attitude. It takes kind of comeback ability, all those things.
How big was Georgia Chivita there toward the end behind the service line? Man, was she just kind of in a zone, wasn't she?
When she's on, her serve is just it's a rocket over the net. I mean, you talk about how good Izzy's serve is, and Gio's is right there with her, and Juke can just hit different planes and really makes it tough on passers. And we were telling her to serve kind of where that big logo is on the court, across court, and she saw their bro cheating to the 1-6 zone, kind of coming farther and farther over to help Kubik. She said, nope, this is my senior moment here, and I'm gonna show you what seniors do. And nailed her on the ace. And then the next ball, she gets an overpass and is sprinting from the left zone she was serving in to right back, and she's just like, hey, what ACL do you need to play this sport?
What else was kind of a big moment to you here tonight out there?
I thought as the match wore on, our serving got better and our defense got better. The first set, they did everything perfect. I mean, they passed well, they served well, they attacked every weakness that was available when they were in system. So I thought they did that really well. And then I thought our blockers started to find their rhythm, find their press, being able to be in good places, and allowed our backcourt to pick up the soft stuff. And I think you see that in the hitting percentages over the match. In sets 2, 3, and 4, they hit an average of 100. In set 1, they hit 460. So, I mean, it was our defense kind of starting to find some rhythm off of some really good serves that we had in 2, 3, and 4.
After that first set when Nebraska was playing so well and just flawless, did you tell the team, you as coaches, tell them anything strategically to change a little bit or shift serve-receive or mentally to change, or what did you do?
The first part is telling them this match isn't going to be won in the first 25 minutes. And that's kind of the thing is they're a really good team. And we know that, and we're a really good team. And this is what those battles can be like. And so we've got to be the team that fights back, be the team that punches back after you've been punched in the nose, and just stay in the moment. And if you start worrying about the pass, you start worrying about what you missed in the first set or that pass you had or that time you got aced, you're going to start burying yourself in 2, 3, 4 points in a row. And I thought even when our serve receivers were having a little trouble there in 2, 3, and 4, I thought they just found a way to, hey, just get up a good ball and let's hit our way out of it. And we didn't let them go on some really, really extended runs like they did in the first.
Things are about to get really crazy here and really fast. You know what tournament time is like, right? You have one more match. I understand that against Indiana. And then, I don't know, Sunday's going to be here. And then, you're going to be playing volleyball again in like two seconds. It's going to feel like.
Yeah, it never stops. Yeah. And you're always in the gym. You're always finding something. You're always watching film on someone. And our message to these guys was, it's great to win the title. Let's go get it outright. And let's not look forward to the selection show. That's 2 days away. We've got something tomorrow. Let's put our focus into tomorrow and playing our best match tomorrow. And if we do that, we're going to be in a better position going into the NCAA tournament. If we take tomorrow off and we go light, we're now on the back pedal going into the NCAA tournament. We want to be a locomotive steamrolling through into that NCAA tournament. And so we have to kind of get our minds ready and enjoy the moment for about an hour or two. And then everything is about Indiana, and the selection show is not a part of tomorrow. That's Sunday. So stay in the moment. We ask the fans to come back. We've got a senior night tomorrow. It's still a big day for the program, and I hope everyone comes back out and supports us and is a big part of it.
Well said, senior day. A very, very good senior class that's brought a lot of winning to this program. So obviously, yeah, you're right. Come back here on Saturday and help celebrate with the Badgers. Gary, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go.
Great
That's
job.
Assistant coach Gary White. Wisconsin wins in 4. And like Gary was saying, senior night is tomorrow as Wisconsin has one left in the regular season before the NCAA tournament, and it's against the Indiana Hoosiers. 7 o'clock, first serve, 6:45, the pre-match show on U100.9 and the iHeartRadio app. I'd like to thank Autumn Mentink and Casey James for the help back in the studio, and Madison for Pete Waite. I'm John Adia saying so long from the Fieldhouse. Wisconsin is your Big Ten champs in 2021 after a 4-set win over Nebraska. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Badger Volleyball, presented by GHC Group Health Cooperative.
Badger Volleyball is brought to you by Group Health Cooperative, Smart Toyota, A to Z Rental, Middleton Ford, and J&K Security Solutions.
On the Badger Sports Network, you've been listening to Badger Volleyball, presented by GHC Group Health Cooperative. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.